It's being described as Project Disengage, Guernsey's government distancing itself from the EU referendum and the implications it'll have locally. Former States member Tony Webber believes the people in the island, along with the other Crown Dependency residents, should have been able to vote in Thursday's referendum. And now there's been a vote to leave, which he supported. He's on the offensive. He joins me on the telephone now. Good evening.
Good evening, Carrie.
So quite a few things to cover here. Why do you believe, first of all, that people in Guernsey should have had a say on Thursday?
Well, the reason is that it's not just Protocol number 3, the agreement we've got, but, of course, many other aspects, the various EU laws, directives and regulations which apply to Guernsey and indeed the other Crown dependencies. But my view is that even if there was just one thing which affected Guernsey, we should have the right to have a say in it. But as it happens, it's a major thing, the Protocol number 3 agreement and many other things. And what we had was a situation where the UK and Gibraltar were deciding on our future, which I was not alone in feeling this was totally wrong and undemocratic. I was joined by people in Jersey, the Isle of Man, and as you might remember, we petitioned the Privy Council on the issue, but of course the Privy Council is advised by the UK government, so that unfortunately was not successful, although we were advised that legally we would have had a case, but of course the referendum came on, and what I feel we have to do is to look forward as to what is best for Guernsey and indeed the other two Crown dependencies. Now we've had the referendum result.
So how do you think Guernsey is likely to be affected?
Well, I think there are so many issues. I mean, obviously, one of the major issues is the end of our Protocol number 3 agreement and the end of all the EU laws and directives which actually affect us. And it's very unfortunate that the Guernsey government, and indeed alongside the Jersey and Isle of Man governments, made out that this referendum was nothing to do with the Crown dependencies and we wouldn't be affected by the outcome, because, of course, now we've had the outcome. And I think part of the reason for this disengagement is there was a thought that the Remain side would win, and therefore they haven't been prepared for the scenario where the UK would be leaving. And of course, alongside that, that means the arrangements to Crown dependencies have as well. So it's been a disastrous situation where we have disengaged, whereas what the government in Guernsey and indeed Jersey and the Isle of Man should have done right at the beginning is said what they wanted in respect of David Cameron's renegotiations, and we did nothing in respect of the renegotiations. We could have got tried to get a better position. That opportunity was lost. But now what we do need to do is get engaging with the public, engaging with the states, because this issue was never debated in the states, which is a crying shame. But we need to put all that right. Also, the key politicians in Guernsey need to liaise with their counterparts in Jersey and the Isle of Man, and with public approval, get together a set of policies as to what we actually want from the UK government when they renegotiate all aspects of the UK's membership of the EU, because obviously the UK is leaving the EU, so we need to get the best possible deal being out of the EU. So that's a sort of major issue of importance.
So the UK is not going to leave the EU immediately. It's likely to take, well, we're not quite sure at the moment, but it's likely to take 2 or 3 years before things actually happen. And we did get assured by our senior politicians in Guernsey that they were watching, they were prepared, they were in a good place to deal with whatever the outcome. And in fact, they're having a special meeting in July to discuss it, a states meeting.
Yes, I mean, it's a bit late in the day, because you can't give the impression to the UK government that you're putting across, I mean, I'm going back a few months, that you're putting across the views of Guernsey when you haven't even had a debate in the Guernsey states about what those views are. So I think it was definitely Project Disengage. But as I said, we do need to move forward and be positive. And yes, it is right that the states does have a debate on this, but they've got to get their skates on. And you're right that the trigger to leave the EU hasn't been pulled yet, but that's going to be up to the new Prime Minister. But we can't sort of rest on our laurels. There's not going to be a huge amount of time. And we've got to put a good case forward. And there'll be a lot of work to do with liaising with the key people in Jersey and the Isle of Man, because we're all effectively in the same position, all effectively got some of the same sort of issues, and we need to get the best possible deal for all three Crown dependencies for the future.
Now, you supported the Brexit, you wanted to leave, so you're obviously pleased with the result, but what's to say that if Guernsey had actually had a vote, that some people in Guernsey wouldn't have voted to remain, and indeed maybe be at odds with Jersey or the Isle of Man, who would know how they would vote? But it could have split the Crown dependencies, surely.
Well, I personally don't think so, because I speak to a lot of people across the three Crown dependencies. My own view is that it would have been a pretty majority vote leave, but obviously I can't say
but
that.
The finance industry wanted to stay in, didn't they?
Yes, but the thing is, some sections of the finance industry, and unfortunately even Guernsey Finance gave a wrong impression just before the referendum, when on the trip to China, they gave the impression to the delegates there that there would be no difference at all to Guernsey if the UK voted to leave the EU. And we can't go around on the world stage giving wrong impressions. But the thing is, yes, I did decide to vote leave the EU. Certainly not initially, because initially my focus was on getting the right for people in Guernsey to vote. But once we'd effectively lost that, I decided to do something positive and go and help the Vote Leave EU campaign. And that was a cross-party campaign. And, contrary to what people think, it was not just Conservatives and some Labour MPs, but there were Lib Dems for leave, there were Greens for leave. It was not a party political issue. It was all an issue to do with democracy and having control. And, yes, I'm very relieved that that vote has been won, because I think that does help protect the democracy and our status in Guernsey, because I certainly wasn't convinced that if the UK had stayed in the EU, I think the screws would have been tightened on the Crown dependencies, and the UK government would have been in a very diminished position in order to protect our actual autonomy. So I feel, from a number of points of view, Guernsey and the other Crown dependencies are better with the UK being out of the EU.